Welcome to La Spluga FM Radio.
Avui us conto la història de Gina Mandarina i l'ocellet perdut. Gina Mandarina and the Lost Little Bird. Gina was watching TV one weekend and the news came on. Gina saw a little bird she knew had gone missing. It was very pretty and it was yellow. The bird was Gina's friend. Everybody, including her parents, were out looking for the little yellow bird because he was famous and everyone loved him. They were looking in the mountains. They were looking in the valleys. They were looking in the plains. They were looking in the fields. They were looking by the river. Gina knew they were wrong. The bird was trapped on a big ship, and the ship was drifting out to sea. The bird was in a cage and could not escape. It was drifting further and further away from its loved ones. Gina could hear its pitiful cries echoing in her head. She had to rescue the lost little bird. Gina Mandarina decided she had to go. The young girl left the house and tried to find a way to reach the big city. Gina Mandarina walked down the road and found a reporter with a helicopter. She says,
"Hello, can you take me to the city, please? I have a mission."
The reporter says sadly,
"Oh, we're not allowed to fly to the city today, Gina."
Gina sighed and said thank you to the reporter. Gina walked further through the village and came across a farmer driving his tractor.
"Mr. Farmer, can you take me to the city, please?"
"Hello, Gina. Yes, of course. I'm headed for the city today with my tractor. Hop on."
Gina climbed onto the tractor and they went to Barcelona. The farmer dropped Gina in the city and Gina walked through the streets, wondering how to get to the coast. She saw a fireman in his red suit.
"Hello, Mr. Fireman. Can you take me to the beach, please? I need to find my friend."
"Yes, of course, Gina. Hop up."
Gina climbed up onto the fire engine. She enjoyed the ride on the big red truck. At the beach, Gina waved goodbye to the fireman and shouted,
"Thank you,"
as he left. Gina Mandarina walked along the beach until she found a local fisherman in his small wooden boat. Gina pointed towards the horizon. "Can you take me out to that big ship, please?"
"Of course, Gina Mandarina."
The fisherman helped Gina into his boat. He turned on the motor and headed for the big ship. When they reached the ship, Gina quickly climbed up the rope ladder on the side of the ship and quietly sneaked onto the deck. She found the cage and opened the lock. The little yellow bird was so happy. He sat on Gina's shoulder and nibbled her ear as she climbed back down to the fisherman's boat. The fisherman took her back to the shore. The fireman took her back to the city. The farmer took her back to the village on his tractor. And Gina and her family had a big party to celebrate the safe return of the little yellow bird.
Thank you.